Those who we have lost to overdoses are more than just numbers. They are someone's family member, friend, or loved one. A recent report by British Columbia's Auditor General outlines the critical flaws in the NDP's overdose prevention and safer supply programs. The report shines a light on the lack of transparency, communication and consultation that has become so common under David Eby's NDP government. The revelations brought forward by the Auditor General are particularly alarming given the high stakes involved in addiction services. In 2023, an average of 7 individuals each day lost their lives to overdoses in British Columbia. Each one of these deaths have been completely avoidable and highlight the critical nature of this public health crisis that demands both transparency and accountability from this government. Deaths have hit a record high after 7 years. It's clear the NDP's approach to the toxic drug crisis isn't working and is endangering lives. Despite the mounting evidence of failure, David Eby's government seems to be in a state of denial, doubling down on the same policies, expecting different results. The Auditor General's findings call for urgent reforms, including enhanced monitoring, uniform standards across health authorities, increased public reporting, and more thorough evaluation of existing programs. This report is not the first to highlight serious issues with the NDP's direction on safe supply. BC United has consistently warned about the diversion of publicly supplied addictive drugs onto our streets and into our children's schools, concerns that have been validated by numerous police reports. The rising tide of overdose deaths, drug diversion, and increased crime highlighted just how the government is mismanaging this crisis. A new approach to the overdose crisis is needed, one that prioritizes free treatment, not free drugs. BC United's Better is Possible offers a recovery-oriented system emphasizing treatment, recovery, and strict measures against drug trafficking. This will protect communities and genuinely assist those battling addiction. Don't miss out on reading the latest local, provincial, and national news offered at the Williams Lake Tribune. Sign up for our free newsletter here.